Hey Huskies, welcome to My First Year Story Podcast. I'm your co-host Juliana, and in this podcast, we'll be exploring the exciting world of a first-year student at UConn. Welcome back, everybody.
Happy Thursday. Week before spring break.
I am so excited for spring break. I want to get out of here so bad.
I have never been more excited to have a week off in my life.
Me neither.
Who's ready to sleep?
Me.
Not me. I'm up and going. Spring break's gonna be awesome.
I feel like it's like two different people, like on spring break. The people who need to like catch up on sleep and the people who are like, no, I want to do like this and this, or they have like trips planned.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
For me, I don't think it's just catching up on sleep. I just need to like
do nothing for a week.
Yeah, why not? I was gonna say.
I overthink everything, so yeah. I think it just needs to be like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're too busy during the year to not get a week to yourself.
Maybe I'll find like a show or like movies to
I'm planning on watching movies that I haven't watched.
I have a really bad habit of like scrolling through TikTok and Instagram all the time.
Oh yeah.
Do you have Netflix?
Yeah.
I suggest you watch One Day. Have you watched it?
Okay.
It's actually the unpopular best opinion.
We were having this discussion prior to this episode when we were just, like, kind of catching up, whatever. Yeah. And we were kind of discussing, like, what topics we like to watch or genres they like to watch in movies, shows, that sort of thing. And I'm very much, like, horror movie, like, action. Mm-hmm. Like, I love that. I actually just watched, like, the whole John Wick, like, series a few weeks ago. Absolutely loved it. And But I don't really like romance movies and stuff like that. So I did try because, you know, I've watched, like, The Summer I Turned Pretty. Like, I've watched some shows that are, like, have some romance in it, and I've liked them a lot. Yeah. So I wanted to try One Day because, obviously, it's really popular on TikTok. I literally couldn't get through it.
I've never heard of that.
It's actually the best show I've ever watched.
I'm in, like, my own bubble, I think.
It like just released recently though, so
yeah.
I watched like the first couple episodes of like Love is Blind, and then I stopped because I think it was getting too much, too intense for me.
Yeah,
but maybe I'll like.
Well, let me watch explain this show. Like... Let me explain. So it starts, and it's these two guys, this girl and this guy in college, and then the last day of college, their school throws a gala, and then they meet, and they've never like talked before, but she's always recognized him because she thought he was handsome and whatever. And they meet and they talk, and then somehow they get to her room and they're like talking all night. And then each episode is like a year in their life, and it follows their relationship. And for most of the time, they're not dating. Like, it shows like how they went through different relationships and like how they stayed friends. And then ultimately, like, I'm not gonna spoil it, but whatever happens at the end happens at the end. And I don't know. It's really cute to me. I like those shows.
I heard the ending's like really sad. Like that's why it inspired me to watch it, because I love just having like a good cry sometimes. Uh-huh. Like sometimes I'm like, you know what? I think I need it.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, really I just think the middle, I was just like a little bored. I agree. But like I feel like it definitely picks up though, and maybe I'll like retry it this break though. Maybe I'll retry it.
I haven't watched the last episode yet because I'm too sad. Like I don't want to watch it. Like I'm scared.
Is it, like, a series?
Yeah, it's 14 episodes, so it's, like, 14 years of their life. But the last two episodes are, like, 3 years each. So it's, like, basically 20 years of their life. It's very cool.
What was that show that just came out? It was literally, like, The Summer I Turned Pretty. It was
Anyone But You.
Oh, yes. I want to watch that.
Have you watched that series? I ate that up.
What is that on?
I believe that's on Netflix.
Is it?
It's on Google Play, Apple TV, Fandango.
We should talk about our like favorite movies of all time.
Okay. I don't really have a favorite, but you can start and maybe it'll give me ideas.
Like I said, I'm more into like the romance movies and like rom-coms. So my favorite movie is A Walk to Remember. It's like, I think it came out like in 2002, so like, or like 2001 or something. I was born in 2002, but I love the movie. It's basically about these kids in, I don't want to spoil too much, but like they're in high school and there's just like, you know, your average like group of, I guess the popular like group, and they were doing some stuff, and then there ended up being a girl that is on the other spectrum, whatever. Mm-hmm. She's a very Christian girl, and then a lot happens with her and like meeting this guy who is like popular, and
yeah.
I don't want to spoil it, but it's really good. I have watched it like a lot of times, so
yeah, good. It's like a comfort movie now.
Yeah, I cry so many times.
Well, you know what movie just came into my head was La La Land. I love La La Land. It made me, every time I watch it, I cry, even though like, I know what's going to happen. Guys, the soundtrack's amazing.
Guys, I've never watched it.
Please get on it.
I know like the, what's the song that's like everywhere?
There's a lot of those.
Yeah, but I know those.
Another Day of Sun.
All of those trends, like, isn't that from All
Isn't that Mamma Mia?
Oh, shoot. Never mind. Wait, that's... I literally have never watched it. Can you tell?
Wait, let's play the soundtrack.
I haven't watched Mamma Mia either, though. Fun little fact.
Oh, I watched it once. I
literally love the soundtrack. Yeah. I went through, like, a whole phase just, like, listening to that straight. Like,
yeah. Okay, here's the soundtrack of La La Land. This one.
Oh, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it.
Maybe I'll watch this over break too.
You should. Also, guilty pleasure is that I watch all those old 2000 movies that are so dumb, like Superbad and like all those dumb movies, but they're so good.
Do you watch like Hallmark movies? I feel like you'd be like a Hallmark group.
I watch
like,
whatever.
Yeah.
I also like adult cartoons. Those are so funny to me. Because I grew up watching cartoons, so now I just watch adult ones where they swear instead of just like.
Oh.
And it's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I think, actually, okay, if you were to ask me like what my favorite movie was, I don't know, like a year ago, I'd probably say like anything like dystopian. Like the Holy Trinity of like Maze Runner, Divergent, Hunger Games.
I love Divergent.
Like, absolutely. Those were like my top tier comfort movies.
I've never watched Hunger Games.
Ever. Oh, so good.
Same.
How, oh. What?
Yeah, okay. I watched like the first half.
Okay, you. This is like your homework for spring break, but no, it's super good. It's
okay,
super good.
Professor.
but now actually the first Hunger Games. It's like the movie and the book that took place before the last three. I believe there was three books, but the three movies. But the first one came out and. Literally, absolutely love it. I mean, it was so good. Oh, the actors were so good. I absolutely loved it. That's got to be my first, like, my favorite. It's, like, The Hunger Games, Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, I think. That's what it's called. Super long title, but absolutely was so good. And then I also, last week, I watched Dune 2.
Mm.
And I don't know if you guys, have you guys watched Dune?
I literally have no clue what that is.
Okay, okay, never mind then. But I'll keep it short. But it's so good. It's so like sci-fi fantasy, like, but it kind of has that dystopian element within it too. I'm a dystopian movie fan, like book, movie, anything like that. I just absolutely love. But
do you
watched
Star Wars?
I have not watched Star Wars at all, but I think I may.
I think you could get on that.
Dune is like, apparently, I don't know entirely how true this is, but I've been seeing. That apparently, like, Star Wars is a lot like, or excuse me, Dune 2 is a lot like Star Wars. Like,
yeah.
You know, that sort of, they have, like, similar aspects. But I watched Dune 2 last week, and I honestly think that's probably my favorite movie right now. Like, it took that top spot. It was so, so good.
I might have to watch.
So, if, like, you like dystopian, like, type of movies, I took, like, a, like, woman genders, like, course last semester where it was, like, a film class. So, we watched a lot of, like, film. It was a lot of, I forgot what the word is, but anyway, there's like this movie that you might like. It's called Logan's Run. I don't know if you've heard of it.
I feel like I have.
It's very dystopian, like dystopian society.
Wait, can you go on like images?
It's really cool.
Oh, I don't think I have. I don't think I have.
I think you might like it.
Okay, good to know. I'm getting so many movie recs right now. I know. Like, I'm so excited.
One of my favorites is Jackie Chan and Owen Wilson in Shanghai Noon.
I've never watched that. I actually want to, though.
Same.
But I know who Jackie Chan is.
Me too.
Great guy.
It's a comedy. Basically, Owen Wilson is like a 1880s cowboy. Jackie Chan's like the guard from Imperial China. And so they cross paths after a princess gets kidnapped.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Wait, I might have to watch that too. Also, any Wes Anderson film I love. Like, Isle of the Dogs is good. Hotel, what's it called? Oh, The French Dispatch is good. They're all good. They're all, like, different. Like,
OMG. Like,
oh, Fantastic Mr. Fox is so good.
Yes, agreed.
It used to read the book when I was in elementary school.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. I really
also
like him.
This reminds me, this also, well, maybe it doesn't remind me, but it came into my head when you guys were talking. I also love the Fast and Furious. Like,
oh my gosh, it's so good.
I've never watched.
Oh,
really,
I'm so glad you guys know. My mom got me into it. She's a huge fan. And now
that was
I
so
am.
Like tragic when Paul
Walker,
oh my God, like,
I know.
Passed away.
It was so sad. It was so, that movie, like that specific movie when they kind of, you know, killed him off there.
With the Charlie Puth song,
yeah, and the song,
yeah,
literally,
see
that
you again,
song.
Yeah.
Oh, anytime gosh. That song comes on, I will cry. Like
that
is like
so
my
sad.
That's like my trigger song, yeah, or something. I always cry after it. Very bizarre, but fun little fact.
I do love that like series. It's
so
good.
It is so good.
It's like a classic, and I feel like anyone who likes cars and stuff like that will definitely like love that movie series.
Yeah,
I agree.
There is a movie that I watched in another film class that I took here, and it's called, like, A Midnight in Paris, and it's really cool because it's...
The film class is called Midnight in Paris?
No.
Oh,
like,
the movie's
called
Midnight.
The movie is, like, really cool. It's basically, like, this guy that... He's, like, a writer, and... He,
Oh, it's Owen Wilson.
I've seen that, I think. Yeah. Well, I've wanted to watch it. It looks really cool.
He's, like, a writer, and he goes, like, to Paris, and, he ends up having, like, these experiences, I guess, going back into time where he has conversations with, I forgot, it was, like, some of these artists and, like, these writers, and it's, like, really interesting perspective of, like, what's that artist,
Van Gogh?
No.
Picasso.
Da Vinci?
Picasso. Yeah. Like, there. Yeah. There was just a, like, very... It's very musical, too. Like,
yeah,
aspect to it, too.
See, I don't love musicals.
But
I
you
can't.
Like La La Land, so...
I love La La Land, but I don't... I can't do any other musical. Like,
it's
I've never
not
watched
like
high
a musical
musical like, I can't.
But, like, there's a lot of singing.
I'm really not into that. Like, Hannah Montana, I never really watched that either. Like,
what?
Yeah, me too.
Oh,
I'm not a big fan into musicals.
No.
Yeah, it's, like, too much
but
singing.
But they're not,
me.
Like, musicals. Like, they're a classic. That's, like, a rite of passage that every single
but, like,
person
is
speaking
it?
Of Disney, like, what it? Are your favorite, like, Disney, like
I'm
original,
a
cart- like...
I can't. I'm a Cartoon Network girl.
I'm... Okay. No, sorry. That literally had me, like...
You broke her heart.
You did break my heart a little bit. But, no, I think this the one that comes to mind is, like, my, like, top shows when I was younger. I would watch, like, iCarly. Wait, is that Nickelodeon?
That was Nickelodeon.
Yeah, that was
maybe
Nickelodeon.
Maybe I'm a Nickelodeon fan, actually. But, like, that, like, Wizards of Waverly Place, I used to watch a lot.
Oh, my God. Liv and
Raven.
Maddie. On
Liv
Disney.
And Maddie.
I love that.
Yep.
I love that, so Raven.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
I'm trying to remember.
Yeah.
It's been such a while. Sweet Life on Deck.
SpongeBob ate that up.
Zack and Cody was a good one.
Zack
but
and
didn't
Cody,
that.
That's great
a good
one.
I cannot believe you didn't watch High School Musical.
I've never seen High School Musical.
Like what?
Like
I just genuinely
no.
Can
thanks.
We like re-
like what? We need to like have a whole like
like you can play it for me. I'm not gonna watch it though.
It's just
that's rude. To all the High School Musical lovers, like, I apologize.
So you probably wouldn't like Descendants either. I love
See,
Descendants.
Like, I don't want to watch a movie
Ooh,
with
I
music.
I
hate
Descendants,
like
low key. Like I
love
it's such
it.
A weird
but
show
then
I
got really
like,
sad
movie?
With like when Cameron
yeah.
passed.
Okay,
and I'm
wait,
like,
I,
actually, like
I literally saw that he was like the one actor that like I literally would.
From
I cried.
Too, like,
I cried.
Oh, just
I had
so
like
so
the huge like crush on him too.
I mean, yeah, me too.
I did too.
Who did it?
I did too.
He's awesome. I always wanted to be on Jesse. I always wanted to be like the extra kid that Jesse has
yes.
to babysit. Like
yes.
I loved that show.
Who was
so
like
much.
Your favorite character of the like show?
In Jesse?
I think it was Luke.
I feel like it was Zuri. I feel
oh,
like I like
Zuri
really related
good.
To her.
I like Bertram.
Oh, okay.
Wait,
Bertram
another
too.
Top tier like pick. Yeah,
okay, they're all good. They, I love them all.
Yeah,
they're so awesome.
Yeah,
Mr. Kipling.
Mr. Kipling. And then he became a Mrs. Kipling when he
yeah.
found out she was
yeah.
pregnant. Yeah, what a great show.
I've got to inform you, I don't think I've seen the show.
Jesse?
Really?
Okay, I'll give you the pass that's because like, I haven't watched High School Musical. So
I was like, gonna say that's like the least of my like.
Yeah, no.
Like that's I'm like that could pass High School Musical.
I watched a lot of cartoons like.
Yeah, me as well. I was always an adventure girl.
I was never like a Cartoon Network type of girl.
Me neither.
I was more Disney, Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we should move on. I think we should take another little topic, even though I think we can. 15
minutes of movies and shows.
Like, I could talk about it for hours, you know?
We'll do a part two after break.
Yeah. we'll recap of like what movies we've watched and shows that we caught up on. If we did, yeah. I know that, you know, obviously Juliana is not going to be here. However,
yeah.
I will be at home on my couch enjoying every second. Anyways, spring break things, we kind of went over that.
Yeah, I think we really need to do a full recap next week.
Oh, yeah. Like, stay tuned. We will definitely have a recap of spring break. Yes. What do you guys want to touch on next?
Ooh, favorite month of the year.
I feel like that could be fun. Because we are in March now, so obviously that's a huge month for UConn. March Madness, obviously it's like the month of the year.
Yeah.
However, like, do you guys have any other favorite months of the year that, you know, other than March, of course?
April and September. Or April and August. Yeah. April because it's my birthday, so like, I mean, I have to.
I was going
to
say May and September because May is my birthday. And then I think September is just like our birthdays are,
we're just biased on
our birthdays. I mean, yeah, of course.
Oh, for sure.
August, like the beach and your tan.
I'm an August baby.
It's awesome. I love August. And then September, like you stay tan, but then like you see all your friends again when you get back to school. Like
I feel like it would have to be like May, September, and October are my favorites. Yeah. Just because I love Halloween. I absolutely love Halloween. I love everything about it. I love the decorations. I love just the movies, especially. Yeah. Like, oh my gosh, I absolutely love it.
I'm a horror movie fan.
I've
so
never actually, like, questioned, like, what my favorite month is. Just because. Just because, like, it's always, we're talking about, like, seasons and what's your favorite season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, like, I'm biased on my birthday, like, month, so that would be August.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, James just said Halloween is mid, and I wouldn't. I actually agree with you, James.
What?
Yes. Yeah, I'm not I think it's a holiday for
I agree with
teens and younger.
Yeah.
Then like once you get older, you just have to buy stuff.
Yeah, I don't want to buy stuff.
Yeah, I don't want to buy stuff.
I'm so sorry.
I am so upset right now. I feel like everything that I... Oh, my gosh. It's fine. It's so fun.
I feel like everybody's, like, going and disagreeing with you today.
You don't enjoy, like, dressing up?
Like, not really.
And being, like, something that's not you? Like, that's so fun.
Like, it's cute when I'm doing it, but, like, I don't really love planning it or, like...
Why be someone else when everyone else is taken?
Okay, I love that. No,
you win, no. James.
Let me be an astronaut. Let me be. What else can I be? I don't know.
This year I was the Statue of Liberty. I think I ate with that. That actually was so good.
Wait, I want to see that.
Oh, I'll show you.
That is hilarious. No, that's like not. I mean, I get your point though. I do get like obviously like dressing up like that's obviously it was a lot when you're a kid.
So if you were to have kids, you would be like dressing.
Oh, I'm not having kids. We're going to make that clear. We're going to make that clear right here and right now. But
this is my statue of liberty.
Animals. You would dress them up.
Oh my God. Of course I would dress my animal up.
Oh, you're cute.
You're so cute. Yeah. Oh, wait. I would dress my animal up. Are you kidding?
You would dress your animal up.
Yes. I put my dog in a wig.
I would put my baby in a little bear suit.
Yes.
Yes. I can't wait to dress up a baby. It's so cute. With little shoes and little hands and a little
this
sweatshirt.
This is just taking a turn. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. That's so cute.
That one.
James pulled up a bunch of photos of dogs in spider costumes.
That kind of gives me the
cutest, like spider costumes ever.
Yeah. Imagine like you put that in and someone didn't know that you put it on your.
That's adorable.
Oh my gosh.
Like pranks, like scare pranks. Oh my God. I love October. I love Halloween.
I love apple fritters.
What? Wait. Why are we talking about
apple
this
fritters,
in like March?
Apple cider. Like, we were talking about Halloween, no? Like, that's the same thing.
Juliana, are you playing baseball that came out of left field?
that's like, funny. Yeah. I actually like ate like what candied apple the other day.
Yeah.
So like
I don't like
so
candied random. Apples. The it caramel was, just sticks to my teeth. Like, I can't
it
do that.
It wasn't caramel. It was like more like, I guess, fondant like, or like okay. chocolate. I couldn't tell. It was good, but like, yeah.
Caramel or caramel?
Caramel.
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 I'm just thinking about it. Wait. I like to eat caramel.
Yeah, caramel.
It's caramel okay. for me.
Yeah. Syrup or syrup?
Syrup.
Syrup.
I say syrup.
It's so interesting, too. Like, different parts of Connecticut speak different.
We have to hear the official pronunciation please. From Google.
Oh, official. No.
And then do syrup.
Caramel.
Caramel.
So caramel. Is,
okay, so you're right. Never yeah. mind. Google's right.
It
Google's
depends right. on where you live.
Yeah.
We're just going to leave it at that.
I feel like ever since. Because
people like really argue about this.
They ever really since I came into college, like my friend's from Long Island, and the things that she says sometimes since freshman year, like it was like such a, not like a language barrier, but like she would say some words that, and I was like, what? Yeah. It was crazy.
Okay, syrup. I think I'm right.
Yeah, syrup.
Syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Play the video.
Syrup.
Syrup.
Syrup. Like, why yes. is it like stirrup?
Stirrup.
It's too close.
I mean, so syrup makes sense, but like, syrup. Like, I don't know.
You
syrup.
Could tell, like, we're ready for a break.
we're talking about the weirdest things.
We're not talking
things.
About school today. Today is not a school day. I'm done with school, actually.
Oh my gosh.
Like, how did we get from syrup?
Because you were talking about
because
your caramel
Juliana,
apple.
Because Juliana brought up apple fritters. Like,
we were talking about October. Like, October.
We're talking about months of the year. October is a month of the year.
October's our apple fritter month. Like, I don't know. Like, just
oh,
driving.
That is so funny.
And then you get to the pumpkin patch and you get apple fritters and, like,
or apple cider. I think someone's ready for fall already.
No, I'm ready for summer. I'm ready to sit at the beach.
Oh, yeah,
camp.
Yeah. You want to tan?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Very valid.
I'm ready yeah. for summer.
What's the difference between an apple fritter and apple.
And a bear claw.
Well, an apple turnover.
Why did you say it like that?
An apple turnover is like.
I don't know.
It's like a Pop Tart, basically. And an apple fritter is like a donut, like a. Like fried dough.
I've never
apple.
Had either.
Really?
Like, I don't. Love a turnover.
I don't love
bad,
apple flavored things.
Mm. See, like
I
the
love apple
fritters just
things.
Different.
Yeah. It just okay, hits. Maybe I'll have to try.
Yeah. Mm. See, that's an apple fritter.
Oh, interesting.
I think fall and I think of the Big E.
I went to the Big E last year.
I have not gone yet. Damn.
You have
it's like
to.
Fine.
Been like once.
It's such
like
a like
awesome,
it's just like a New England
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fair.
I want to go this time around because Big Time Rush is performing.
No way.
I saw that.
And I'm like, I want to go really bad.
Are you guys going to the UConn concert? UConic?
No.
I am not. I honestly have never been once.
You should go.
But the thing is, it's because they send out the form of, like, who do you want to perform,
and they
never
don't
pick the
that.
Good people.
Where's
like,
Swae Lee performing this year?
Swae Lee's not bad.
True.
He's
just
good.
Not, like...
I want Drake.
Yeah,
where's
that,
Drake?
Yeah. Hold up. I think, like, Sabrina Carpenter was in there, too. Are you
yeah.
kidding me?
I would have totally won if it was Sabrina
That's
Carpenter.
That's what I mean. The people, it's just the people weren't for me. Yeah. I mean, obviously they've been really good so far. It's just not for me. So I just haven't won.
Swae Lee has like classics, but like, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's like 2016 vibes. I'm yeah. ready for 2024 vibes. Let's play some Swae Lee.
Yeah.
Put his top song.
I literally don't know any of his music.
You'll see. This one.
I feel like you'll know.
Yeah.
When you...
I don't really listen to mainstream.
Yeah. Hey.
I do know this one. This Go is ahead. Like Sunflower, no?
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Play the second one. You'll know this one too. This is a classic.
Yeah, I do know this.
Yep. Play this one. Oh, this one you know. You're on TikTok, you know this.
All for the gram. Bitches love the gram.
Oh, wait, shit.
This brings me back to COVID.
Yeah.
Like, I totally did a dance, like, in my living room to this.
I miss old TikTok.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Like, I low-key miss, like,
yeah.
old TikTok.
Yeah. Me too.
It's such a different...
Now I just get
so
food
crazy.
Videos on TikTok.
I get food... I get, like, a lot of couples content on there.
I'm glad I don't get any of that.
Yeah, no, me
actually.
Too. I don't like seeing that.
Makes me a little sad.
Makes me sad.
Yeah. It doesn't make me sad. I think it's adorable.
It's, like, cute, but... I want it. So I don't, and if I don't get it, like,
it's like, I love the people who have the trends. Like, this trend isn't over until I do it.
Yeah.
That's like my, that's literally me.
Yeah. I was seeing those couple trends in 2020 and I was like, oh my God, in 4 years, like, I'll definitely achieve this TikTok trend. Like, definitely. That's so funny, like, there's definitely a draft in my phone that's like, take before you're dating him and then like, take after you're
dating him. I thought
the fact that like, it's like perfectly lined up.
Speaking of dating, not happening for me, obviously. James, yeah. Why don't you tell us about your experience dating in college?
Do I have to?
No.
We can save it.
You don't have to at all. Like, let's save it.
Let's save it for next.
Yeah.
Next time.
Good. Anyone else?
No.
Nope.
Okay. Moving on.
Anyway, stay tuned for dating for yes. our next episode.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening.
We really appreciate all your listens.
Yes, and have a great, I mean, by the time this episode gets released, it'll be past spring break.
Yeah.
I hope everyone had a great spring break.
Mm-hmm. The My First Year Story podcast is a production of the University of Connecticut's undergraduate student body in collaboration with the Office of First Year Programs, Learning Communities, and Learning Community Innovation Zone. If you like this episode, please subscribe and leave a review. You can find us on your favorite podcasting platform. For more information and to listen to more episodes, visit fyp.ucon.edu/mfys and follow us on Instagram at UConn MFYS Podcast. Stay tuned for future episodes and go Huskies!